listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 20. Today I'm going to explore another topic that's often misunderstood but widely discussed, narcissism. And I'm going to break down what narcissism is, the different types of narcissistic personalities, and how to identify them in every life. In psychological terms, narcissism refers to a personality trait characterized by a grandiose sense of self-importance, a need for excessive admiration, and a lack of empathy for others. It's important to note that narcissism exists on a spectrum. On one end, we have healthy narcissism, which is essential for self-esteem and confidence. On the other end, we have narcissistic personality disorder, and that's a more severe form that can cause significant issues in personal and professional relationships. While narcissism can manifest in various ways, mental health professionals often categorize it into several types. So I'm going to explain the most commonly recognized one, along with some real-life examples to help illustrate each type. The first is grandiose narcissism. And this is what most people think of when they hear the term narcissist. Grandiose narcissists are characterized by their overt displays of superiority, dominance, and entitlement. They often crave attention and admiration and believe they are better than everyone else. These individuals can be charming and charismatic, but often at the expense of those around them. So here's an example. Consider a successful CEO who constantly boasts about their achievements, demands special treatment, and expects admiration from everyone around them. They dominate meetings, dismiss others' ideas, and are always seeking the spotlight. Their charm and confidence might initially attract people, but their self-centeredness and lack of empathy can create a toxic work environment. Next, we have vulnerable narcissism. Unlike grandiose narcissists, vulnerable narcissists are more introverted and sensitive. They have a fragile self-esteem and are highly sensitive to criticism or rejection. They may appear shy or reserved, but underneath, they harbor feelings of inadequacy or unfulfilled entitlement. They can be difficult to identify because their narcissistic traits are not as overt. Example of this could be imagine an artist who's highly sensitive to any form of critique. They may seem humble and reserved, but they often harbor deep-seated feelings of resentment and inadequacy. If their work isn't praised, they might withdraw and become passive-aggressive, feeling that their talents aren't recognized and undervalued. Malignant narcissism. This type combines traits of both narcissism and antisocial behavior. Malignant narcissists are not only grandiose and attention-seeking, but also manipulative, aggressive, and often hostile. They can be very dangerous because they lack empathy and have a tendency to exploit others for their own gain. This type is often associated with more severe, destructive form of narcissism. Now consider a political leader who manipulates others for power, shows no remorse for harmful actions, and ruthlessly undermines opponents. They may use charm and deceit to gain followers, but their ultimate goal is to control and domination, regardless of consequences for others. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Next, we're going to talk about covert narcissism. Covert narcissists are also known as closet narcissists, display narcissistic traits in a more subtle and hidden manner. They may not seek attention or admiration as overtly as grandiose narcissists, but they still have an inflated sense of self-importance and entitlement. They often play the victim or martyr, seeking validation through their perceived suffering. Example of this could be a colleague who's always feels slighted and underappreciated. They may not boast about their accomplishments, but they constantly emphasize how others have wronged them. They seek sympathy and validation through their perceived hardships, often manipulating situations to maintain a victim status. Communal narcissists derive from self-importance, from being perceived as highly altruistic and supportive. They see themselves as saviors or heroes and often go out of their way to help others, but their actions are primarily driven by the need for admiration and recognition. They want to be seen as the good person and maybe become resentful if their efforts go unnoticed. Example of this could be a community leader who's always organizing charity events and helping others. While their actions appear selfless, their primary motivation is to receive praise and recognition. If their efforts are not acknowledged, they might become resentful and complain about how ungrateful others are, highlighting their own sacrifices and contributions. Recognizing narcissistic traits can be challenging, especially since narcissism can manifest in different ways. So here are some common signs to look out for. Exaggerated sense of self-importance. That's believing that they're superior and deserve special treatment. Need for excessive admiration. That's craving constant praise and validation. Lack of empathy. That's the inability to understand or care about feelings of others. Sense of entitlement. That's expecting special favors and compliance with their wishes. Manipulative behavior. That's exploiting others for personal gain. Envy. Feeling envious of others or believing others are envious of them. Arrogance. Displaying haughty behaviors or attitudes. Now, if you recognize these traits in someone that you know, it's important to approach the situation with caution. Confronting a narcissist directly can often lead to conflict as they may not be receptive to criticism. Dealing with a narcissist can be challenging, whether they're a colleague, friend, or family member. So here are some strategies to help you cope. The first is to set boundaries. Clearly define what behaviors are acceptable and unacceptable. Be firm and consistent in enforcing these boundaries. Limit interactions. Try to minimize your time spent with the narcissist, especially if their behavior is causing you stress or harm. Seek support. Talk to a trusted friend, family, or even a therapist about your experiences. Having a support system can help you manage your emotions and gain perspective. Avoid confrontation. Narcissists are often defensive and may react negatively to criticism. Instead, focus on managing your own reactions and maintaining your boundaries. Practice self-care. Make sure to take care of your own mental and emotional well-being. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, you can't change a narcissist, but you can control how you respond to their behavior. Before I end this episode, so I want to remind you, narcissism is a complex and multifaceted personality trait that can range from healthy self-esteem to a debilitating disorder. Understanding the different types of narcissism and how to identify them can help you navigate relationships and protect your own well-being.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.